Hello everyone, I am your host Get It Girl. Thank you so much for tuning in and welcome. I would love for you all to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, and please subscribe and favorite the podcast just to make sure you get all the notifications of our new episodes. I would also love to hear any of your questions or concerns or comments. Just be sure to download the Anchor mobile app, search for Girls Girl Talk, and tap the message button. Maybe I'll even feature your feedback on the show, or I could also have you on for an interview if you're interested. Let me know. Holla at your girl. Hello peeps, it's your girl Get It G, aka Get It Girl, or just G, whichever one you like. Welcome to the show. In this episode, we are going to discuss the Netflix series Married at First Sight and all the juicy details of why my favorite couple got divorced. You will not believe why. But Girls Girl Talk is a show that will mainly discuss Netflix movies, series featured on Netflix. We will also discuss everything else that you discuss with your best friends, like what women want, what they're thinking, what they fantasize about. We're going to talk about marriage, dating, celebrities, sex, gay, lesbian, LGBTQ issues. Everyone is welcome here. We're going to be one huge family. If there's a movie you're obsessed with on Netflix, voice message me and let me know, and we'll watch it and critique it together. This show can be as interactive as you all like. So, I decided to do an episode because I was watching Netflix. As always, Netflix is the devil, but I love it. The series is called Married at First Sight. It is to die for. I fucking love this show. Like, it's so cute. And the couples that I'm going to discuss, they are absolutely adorable. Well, actually, I'm going to just discuss one couple. That's Keith and Iris. Those two are the adorable ones. Amber and Matthew, I'm going to probably discuss them on another episode, but I just want to talk about that one because that dude Matthew pissed me the fuck off what he did to that girl. He was so rude. I literally cried with her. So anyway, that's another day, another episode. So Keith and Iris, they were just cute as could be. I just wanted to eat them up. They was just adorable, perfectly matched. First, let me tell you a little bit about the show, give you a little background. Like I said, it's called Married at First Sight. The series has 9 seasons. It takes place in different states. This particular season took place in Charlotte, North Carolina, and it's season 9. It's basically like a modern twist on arranged marriages, like almost an experiment, if you will, on legally binding marriages. And the only way out is to get an official divorce. So if you say I do, that's what it is. I do. Like, the only way you can get out is to get a divorce. Now let's talk about finding love via marrying a stranger, because basically that's what they're doing. Okay, so how it goes down, thousands of people apply. They only take like 4 couples that'll be chosen at the end, and those couples will be married at first sight. Like, basically you never see the person. You get to the altar as they're walking down the aisle. That's the first time you lay eyes on these people, and you have to say I do. So after they complete their background check, they do psychological testing, interviews. Both men and women are invited to, like, do these small workshops with these experts. It's like a love expert, a relationship expert, and a psychologist, a family type psychologist or something like that. So they constantly meet these experts to discuss wanting love in their life. The experts look at their values and morals, how they feel about sex, religion, how they feel about race, previous relationships, and they do all of that in order to find them someone that they could live with forever, because that's what it is, unless you get a divorce. Okay, so all the couples were great that they chose. So like I said, they chose four. Well, actually, they chose five couples, but they decided to go with four couples. So the series, season nine, is relating to four different couples. Why is my phone making that noise? Okay, so excuse me, everyone. I'm recording on my phone, so I hope this is coming across nice and clear for you. Okay. But yeah, I wanted to discuss Keith and Iris mainly because I was in complete and absolute shock. Like, I just cannot believe how this all turned out. Okay, so all the couples, they go shopping for their dresses, they go shopping for their tuxes, they get to the venues, all the venues are set up to, you know, receive the family and friends of both bride and groom. They all walk to the altar. They see their future husband or wife, and for the first time, they read their vows to each other of what they want and like what they're looking for, what they're expecting from their soon-to-be spouse. And then they say, "I do," like right on the spot in front of everybody. So then after that, they have one huge reception venue. They welcome both sides, the bride side, the groom side, all family and friends from both sides. And this is like the opportunity for, you know, the friends and the family of the couples to, like, you know, grill the other person's spouse, you know, with questions. So Keith, he was close with his mom. His parents are both together, been married for like, I want to say over 30 years or something like that. I can't remember. But he's age 27. He's like a child's basketball coach and a mentor, children's basketball coach and a mentor. He wants to help others. And Iris, who he's now married to, she is kind of in the same, you know, field as he is. She also wants to help others. She's a youth program coordinator in the nonprofit world, and she's also 27 years old. They both are super compatible in every way. The only possible red flag that came up was intimacy. And the girl Iris that he's married to now, of course, I'm skipping around a little bit because, you know, it's a series and I can't give you guys the whole thing or else we'll be here all day. So Iris is his wife now. And she decided to get married in this pure white dress. So at the reception, Keith's mom, she notices the girl's dress. And I mean, the dress is beautiful. Don't get me wrong. Like, the dress is to die for. Like, I love that dress. It was pure white, you know, bustier style, shoulders out, arms out. And it's like a dip down, like a U shape in between her breast. And then it has this, like, gorgeous, like, silver rhinestoned out belt. So like, the dress was fly. So but Keith's mother, she notices that the dress is pure white, so she goes and questions Iris about it. So first off, Keith's family, including her mother, his mother, like, absolutely adores the girl Iris. Like, they approve of her, the friends approve, his family approves, like, everybody approves of this girl, because she just, I mean, she's a sweetheart, and she's beautiful, and they're like the same height. I mean, they're perfect for each other. So like, when the camera pans out in the audience, like during the reception, you know how they, you know, tap on the glass when they want them to kiss and all of that stuff. So when the camera pans out to the audience, they catch this girl saying, you know, that Iris seems like she was perfectly, you know, specifically made for Keith. Like, they are that compatible and cute together. They just, like, they go together. Like, they've been together for years. Now, mind you, I'm giving you a super condensed version because there's, like, what, 14 episodes. And, I mean, I could probably discuss them all, like, for days straight. But I don't want to overwhelm y'all. Well, I do, but I'm going to show some restraint. Alright, so like I was saying, Keith's mom says to Iris how amazing her dress is, and she notices that she's wearing all white. Now, me personally, I think that's kind of a weird question to ask, you know, ask a bride, because most brides wear white in some shade or another anyway. But for some reason, the fact that this girl was wearing a pure white dress, his mom felt the need to go ask her about it. So, Iris, she's like, you know how they show, like, she thinks, like, you could tell she's hesitant. So, she proudly tells her mother, she says, yeah, the purity of the white is definitely purity, reflecting me. And then she says, reflecting my virginity. And the mother's face, like, they pan to the mother's face, and the mother is, like, just, like, shocked. Like, you can see it on her face, like, she couldn't hide it. So the mom is surprised, but then she tells Iris, oh, well, I'm impressed. That says a lot about you and your character and how you were raised and your morals and this and that. So she's saying all that, but, you know, soon as she left her, she made a beeline to go gossip and tell Keith, which I feel like she shouldn't have did anyway. Yes, that's her son, but your son just married this girl, and that should be between them. Like, she should be the one telling him that she's a virgin or whatever. So, anywho, Keith's mom go gets Keith, and she asks him, did he notice his wife's dress? And he's like, yeah. She's like, did you notice the color? And he's like, yeah. So, she said, do you know the significance of a pure white dress for a bride? So Keith is like, looking like, what is she talking about? So he's like, no, not exactly. He was like, what? Why don't you tell me what the significance is? So then the mom says that means that she's a virgin. So once she said that to him, like, his face is just like, oh, like, you could tell he's a complete shock. Like, he's so nervous and shook. So, I mean, he said that, you know, he was surprised, he felt nervous, and he's feeling pressure, but he said that he's just going to have to be very patient with her and be sure, like, she feels comfortable with him and being around him, and that, you know, maybe she'll open up and tell him and whatnot. So, I thought that was just a beautiful thing for him to say, and that just shows how, you know, awesome of a guy he was. Unless, of course, he was fronting for the camera. You know how people do, they know they being looked at or recorded or whatever, and then they want to front. So we're gonna get to that later. So anyway, that made me root for him. Like, when I was first watching the show, that made me root for them. Like, oh, I hope they make it, because they're so cute and it seems so perfect together, and it seemed like they would treat each other, you know, so well and just be respectful to each other. But, yeah, so as the show goes on, he's talking to his mom, and he was like, you know, this girl, Iris, she's so perfect, and she's beautiful, and there's definitely chemistry between us. He's like, but, you know, I'm not in a rush to have sex because she's a virgin, and, you know, I don't want Iris to feel like she's being pressured in any way. And I was just like, damn, that's a good dude. Like, I love that. Like, I love that for her. I'm happy they found each other. So, after the reception, their first night together, all the couples go to, like, a hotel room. Like, they had it set up for them to have a hotel room, and it was decorated in rose petals, and, you know, the whole works like they do for the couple's first night, champagne and whatnot. So, Iris asked Keith, while they was laying in the bed, if he had any secrets he wanted to divulge to her. Like, if she's like, you got anything you want to tell your wife? So Keith is like laying there. He's like, no, because I think he know that she's setting up. She's setting the scene to like tell Keith that she's a virgin, or whatever. But she don't know that he already know, because the mother then went and ran her mouth and told him. So like you can see like her face is so nervous, and like the level of anxiety that I felt for this girl was so overwhelming. And I'm sitting at home in my bed watching Netflix, so I know she was stressed out, because I was stressed out for her. So I don't know how the fuck this girl, you know, is keeping her composure, but like I'm at home sweating like a stripper at church. So I'm just waiting for her to tell him, and I'm just like, girl, tell him, just say it. So you can tell she was just freaking out. So she was scared to tell him because she was scared of what his response was going to be. So she just told him. So then he told her, you know, I think it's something for you to be proud of. And it lets me know that, you know, you're going to take our marriage and our future very seriously. And I was like, oh, I mean, it was just so sweet and cute. Like I said, like they just, oh, you could just eat them up. They were just so cute together. And you can just see the relief come over her face. Like she was so happy to hear that from him, and just so at ease after that. So, yeah, I may have shed a few tears after watching that, but it was also a lot of dust in my room, so whatever. But if you're gonna watch this series, at least have a few tissues around. So anywho, after that, you know, this is the next day now. I think that's the part where they went to go meet the parents of their spouse. Like Iris went and talked to Keith's mother and father over brunch or breakfast, I can't remember, but everybody switched up and went out to eat with the opposite couple's family members or friends. Because Matthew, he had his friends come because he didn't even tell his family that he was getting married. Ooh, red flag. But we're gonna talk about that episode later. I'm probably do another episode just dedicated to them, period. Because that stunt he pulled, that shit had me so mad. I was hot, for real. That poor girl. But I hope she finds somebody. Maybe it was just for the best. But anyway, back to Iris and Keith. So after they talked to each other's families and whatnot, they came back. So then they got this knock at the door. It was a package for them. And in the package, it was like a shirt that said hubby and one that said wife. And then it was like towels. And then they had airline tickets for them to go take their honeymoon. So they was sending all the couples to Antigua. So they got to, you know, do the fun side of stuff. Even though they didn't know each other, this was their time for them to, you know, get to know a little bit more about the other person. So they went to Antigua. They went, am I saying that right? Antigua or Antigua, whatever. So they go to Antigua and they like doing all this fun stuff. They go swimming with the stingrays and just being real cute together, having breakfast. And then like all the couples even get together, like all the girls meet up and they get together and talk. And then all the guys meet up and get together and talk, and they say like, oh, what they like about the person they're with, what they don't like, what they see they might be an issue, how they feel like it's going and whatever, whatever. So it's a real cute show. So long story short, I'm trying to get to the meat of the thing while I'm doing this episode. So after the honeymoon is over, now it's time to get real, because when they go back home, now it's like real life. You know, the cameras are not going to be around as much, and they have to decide whose house they're going to live at or whatever. Like, is the groom going to move into the bride's house, or is the bride going to move into the groom's house? You know, they have to decide what they're going to do. So they come back, they decide to go over whoever's house. I think they went over Keith's house first so he could show her what his house looked like. So she's just like giving him a tour or whatever. No, they went to Iris' house first, and then I think she ended up staying with him. So anyway, they're going on and on, and I mean like throughout the whole entire thing, like they're doing so great. This is like the couple that everybody had a general consensus that they were going to stay together because they were so cute and they was doing so good together. And so the time goes on. They show you them going out on dates, them eating together, them talking to friends about how they feel. Keith's talking to his homeboy saying that she's great and they couldn't have been more perfectly matched and this and that. So the show goes on, and then 8 weeks after, they get 8 weeks. 8 weeks later, they have to decide whether they want to stay married or get a divorce. So, you know, as this process is going on, the experts are meeting with them periodically to discuss any issues they see arise or anything that the couples have spoken to them about. Like Keith and Iris, you know, when Iris was brought in, she was asked, you know, how is Keith taking the fact that you're a virgin? Do you think it's an issue for him? How is he handling it? And from what he was telling her, she thought everything was good because he was like, you know, I gotta be patient. It ain't all about sex and blah, 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 this and blah, blah, that. But then when he would not be around Iris and he would talk to the experts by himself, he would tell a whole nother story. Like I said, he was front for the camera or whatever. Or maybe his feelings just changed. I don't know. So when he was talking to the expert, the expert was just broke it down to him like, look, keep it real. Is this an issue for you? Is sex and intimacy an issue for you? So then he changed his tune, was like, yeah, it's kind of an issue or whatever. I feel a lot of pressure and I don't know how this and that. I don't know if she's sexually mature or if she's ready for a relationship, if she can't handle this and that. Because what happened, while she was staying at his house, she found a box of condom in his nightstand. But the condom box was empty. So she was like, dang, you ran through all these condoms already? So she was feeling some type of way about it. So Iris, she's real open and, you know, forward. So she said something to him about it. She was like, I got a problem with this. Like, you got an empty box of condoms, like, right here. And it's empty. So he was like, it's not empty. He was like, I brought some in my bag because I didn't know what was going to go down for our wedding night, like or the honeymoon. He was like, so I packed a few in my bag. He was like, so technically it's not empty, there's some that's still in my bag. So she's like, okay, like I want to see, like I'm gonna check. So he goes to his bag and he's like, see, here is the rest of them right here. So she was like, what, that's it? She was like, it's only three in here. And he was like, yeah, that was the last of them. So she feeling some type of way, like, shit, well, what is you, a nympho? Did you just use damn near this whole box right before you got with me? So that kind of like pissed him off. But instead of him being forthright and saying that pissed him off and he felt some type of way about it, he just kind of like held it in and didn't really express to her how he felt. And then after that, that's when he started acting funny and, you know, feeling like, oh well, she may not be ready for a husband if the box of condoms make her feel some type of way. But I mean, I don't blame her too. Like, shit, if you just got through fucking somebody, how I know you ain't gonna go back to them because you know, you like them or whatever, and you was just on Married at First Sight because you could want fame and notoriety for all I know. I mean, I don't blame her for asking the questions either. But it ain't like she was ready to give up on the marriage just because she found some condoms in your nightstand. So, long story short, time goes on. It's still an issue for him, even though he's saying it's not an issue. He like assured her so many times that it wasn't an issue. But then when you watch the episode, you knew it was an issue because he was talking in private to the experts. And he kind of lied a few times to the experts too, because he kind of told them it wasn't an issue. He would be patient and whatever. So the female expert was like a sex therapist or something. And she would like tell Iris, you know, why don't you like experiment? We're not telling you have sex, whatever. She was like, but here are some like playing cards or some dice. Roll the dice, and like the dice will say like, oh, kiss me here or kiss me there or whatever. So that would be like a nice way for them to, you know, share some intimacy without actually having sex. And I'm like, you know, that's cool, whatever. And I mean, I could kind of see what Keith was saying about her not being sexually mature, but I'm like, dude, like, for real, how sexually mature? Like, he just expected, because they were married now, like, she's just supposed to open up and give her virginity away to this guy without being nervous about it or not having any issues. Of course she's going to be nervous about it. Of course she's going to be an issue. She saved herself for 27 years to give herself to her husband. Like, come on. Are you serious? Like, that's something y'all could have worked through. Like, you know, after she would have gotten to know him, I'm sure she would have felt more comfortable and she would have been happy to sleep with him, because she said she was attracted to him and she said that she wanted that. Like, she said it a couple of times that she wanted that, but it was just too soon. And I mean, I don't know how he could not understand that, because they had literally just started dating. Matter of fact, y'all didn't even date. Y'all just straight up got married at first sight. That's what the show on Netflix is called. And that's what y'all did. Y'all got married at first sight. Like, now she's trying to figure you out, try to learn you, be around you, and get to know you better. Then once she got comfortable, then of course she would have had sex with you. Like, you cute, she cute. She said she was feeling you. So I feel like he could have just been patient and waited it out. Like, come on. Like, first of all, you shouldn't have lied and said you was cool with it if you wasn't cool with it. You should have told her from the jump before she caught feelings for you. But you want to sit up here and lie. So now my feelings have changed towards him. I think he's an asshole for doing that. Like, he crushed that girl. You couldn't just see it on her face. Because at the end, they had to meet with the experts. And then they had to say, well, okay, do you want to stay married or do you want to get a divorce? And Iris went first. She said all positive things and was like, you know, she's in it for the long haul. She takes marriage very seriously. And that, you know, she didn't see anything that they couldn't work through. And she wanted to stay married. So when they was asking him, before they asked him, he said all this positive stuff, like, she's perfect in every way, like, there's no problem with her, she's giving, she's considerate, she's understanding, she's supportive, like, she's bubbly, like, she's everything great. He had nothing bad to say about this girl. And then he got to the end and was like, but I don't want to stay married. I want a divorce. And I mean, everybody just looked like, what the fuck? Like, I could not believe this motherfucker said he wanted to get a divorce. So when they asked him to explain why, it was because of the sex thing. Like, what? Who does that? You couldn't have got over that? This is your fucking wife. Like, you're married to her legally now. So now, because you couldn't just wait for some sex, you are about to get a divorce. Like, I think that just so stupid. And that's what I mean by a woman can never win. She can be perfect in absolutely every way. Gorgeous, cute, great attitude, supportive, good job. Got her own stuff going on, independent. And because you have one issue, a motherfucker want to act like he can't put up with you. Like, for real? For real. I thought that was just crazy. Anyway, because I'm like, dude, you have a virgin. You can do whatever you want with her. Like, you can mold her to be however you want to be. Like, 50 Shades of Grey, you can put her on 70 Shades of Grey. Like, she don't know nothing. You can teach her everything. Like, you can have her tied up in chains or whatever, whatever. You don't know what she like. You know what I'm saying? This is your chance to mold her to be however you want her to be. If you want her to be a good girl, then you can go that route with it. Like, you can do whatever you want to do. You are the first person that she's gonna sleep with, not to mention she's your wife. Like, if you want your wife to be a freak, you can teach her how to be a freak, teach her to do exactly everything that you like. Like, what? Like, I'm talking as a woman, so maybe I'm not, because I'm not a man, I can't understand his point of view or whatever, but to me, that's just crazy. I would have been like, damn right, I hit the jackpot with this one. But yeah, like I said, if there's any guys out there that want to voice their opinion on this topic, just let me know, because I would really love to hear what another man has to say. And maybe it's got to do with age. He's 27 years old. You know, maybe he just want a girl that, you know, he can just lay in the bed and she just know to pump back or something. Some people don't even pump back. They just lay there. So who knows what he want? Maybe he don't know what he want. Maybe he's the one that's truly sexually immature. But if an older guy out there happens to listen to this, please drop me a line and let me know what you would do in this situation. Like, would you think that a virgin was like a jackpot? You know, is that a golden egg? Or would you have dumped her too for being a virgin? All right, so y'all holler at me. Like I said, get at me in the homepage of the episode and tap message, leave me a message and let me know. And if you want me to just feature your message on the podcast, I'll do that. If you want to get on a live discussion with me and we're talking at the same time, basically like an interview, we can also do that. Like I said, this show can be as interactive as you like. So holla at your girl. Yeah, so I'm just going to just discuss relationships in general now. The relationships I think are the most successful seem to be the ones where the couples are equally yoked. Like as far as attractiveness, facial features, goals, morals, and etc. If the male look better than the female or vice versa, then I don't think it's gonna work. I mean, like, a noticeable difference, I think that breeds jealousy and insecurities. And, you know, I mean, like, if the girl is like super gorgeous and the guy isn't, he's always gonna think that, you know, because some other guys smiled at her and she smiled back, that she's doing something. Or, you know, it's the guy has to be super confident if he's with a super gorgeous girl and he's not equally yoked as far as being just as attractive. So I think that just kind of is a breeding ground for jealousy and insecurities to arise. But my question is, do men know what they want, or is this just an issue? I mean, is this a predominantly black male issue? Like, do white guys do this kind of stuff? I mean, I know it's not all black men, clearly, because on the same show they had Greg and Deanna, and they both decided to stay married, even though Greg had, you know, some questions about Deanna's, you know, her, she like had a tendency to, you know, hold in her feelings and wasn't very expressive and wasn't very emotional. And he was one of those guys that always wanted to talk about emotions and how he was feeling, and he wanted to hear, you know, what she thought all the time. And she just wasn't that kind of girl. But, you know, once he expressed to her that was an issue for him, then she started trying to work on that. And I commend those two, because that's what you do. Like, you don't just be like, oh, this person got this wrong, like, screw it, I don't want to be with them no more. No, you work on it. Like, give the person a chance to change. Like, you know, whoever you're with, like, them, I think they were 27 too, so they've been the way they are for 27 years. You can't expect somebody to change overnight and then all of a sudden, just because you got issue with whatever they're doing, expect them to change what they're doing overnight. Like, you have to give the person time and be patient and understanding and kind, and, you know, give them a chance to change. Because after all, isn't that what love is? Being patient and kind and stuff. So yeah, so I mean, that's what marriage is supposed to be about, theoretically. Committing to stay together and work through differences. That's why they say for better or worse at the end of it, right? I mean, I've always said men don't actually know what they want. And I mean, I don't know if all men are this picky. Like, I don't know if whites and Asians stay together through thick and thin, but from what I've seen, like, most of them do. I know white women that, like, run all over their men. They man can't even breathe or have a peace of mind, but those guys, like, stay, and they got that motto. Well, the only people I really heard using that motto, happy wife, happy life, is white guys. I'm not saying black men don't feel the same way or, you know, don't do the same thing, but it's just more noticeable with white guys for some reason. Like, they feel obligated to, you know, be accepting of their wives, even if their wife is, like, overbearing, spoiled, bratty, withholding sex, you know, using sex as a weapon. Like, those white men, they don't leave. They just try harder to please their wives, even if she doesn't cook or clean. Like, you know, I'm just like, y'all got it made. But why is that so different for black men? Like, most of the black men that are like that, they're old heads, like, or southern charmers. I mean, that I've noticed. Or even men from the islands tend to, well, I should say a certain generation of men from the islands tend to be that way as well, like, willing to stay together and work through stuff. But I mean, every race and every age group has their thing, so. But I just wonder, like, is it an age thing that's causing men to be, like, less tolerant of their girlfriends or their wives' shortcomings? Or is it an ethnic thing? Are there men of other races, like Keith, that would have left a woman that he declared to be, like, absolutely perfect in many ways? He stated she was so amazing. I mean, he had nothing to say negative about her, yet he still decided to divorce her for that one reason, and that one reason only. Like, I think that says more about him than it says about Iris. But I'm fair, though. So, I mean, I think I should take this opportunity to invite Keith to contact Girls Girl Talk and, you know, give us all his side of the story. The cameras are no longer rolling. Like, you can keep it real, be honest, say what you gotta say, you know, speak on, you know, why you really chose to divorce Iris. Like, I'm hoping that truly wasn't the only reason, and maybe there was something that he wanted to say but not off on camera. You know, maybe it was a reason that he didn't want to say on camera and embarrass her or something. I mean, who knows? But I would just hope that being a virgin is not a deal breaker. When he originally said that, you know, it was something he not only respected but could patiently deal with. So if anyone knows Keith, or Keith, if you're listening to this podcast, like, he's gonna be really listening to a Girls Talk podcast, but on the off chance that he is, or a woman that knows Keith is listening, tell Keith that Get It Girl is extending him an invitation to come on and clear things up. Give us his point of view. Let us know, you know, what's really good. Like, I just hope that you are not a huge asshole like you came off, and that you really have a valid reason for treating this girl like this. And the fact that she was a virgin wasn't the only reason you just destroyed this girl's world. Not to say that Iris is weak and she's completely destroyed and she's going to be destroyed forever. I mean, she handled it pretty well, I think, especially being that she truly had feelings for this guy. Like, she really loved him and was really ready to be committed to him and just be the best wife that she can be. So I could just imagine that had to be devastating. Like, damn, like, you told somebody I do for the rest of my life and they said I don't. Like, damn. Like, you basically was like, nah, I'm good with you. Like, I don't even want to try. Like, but it's so contradictory. That's why I'm like, it gotta be something else, because he just went on and on. Even at the end, when they met with the experts, And the experts was asking him questions like this and that. Like, everything he said about this girl was, like, crazy positive. And then, so they was like, okay, so do you want to stay married or do you want to get a divorce? And then all of a sudden he was like, no, I don't think we should stay married. Like, how the fuck, what? How did you go from, yeah, she's absolutely amazing, you're perfect, you're good in every fucking way, like I could see you being my soulmate, my other half, but nah, I'm good, like, I'm good on you. Like, how the fuck do you do that? Like, what do you want? Like, what do you think that's gonna be better out there? Okay, say you meet a girl and she's, you know, great at sex. Like, she's doing all the stuff you like. I don't know what he likes, so that would have been a good question. Like, if I was Iris, I would have asked him, or if I was the experts, I would have asked him, like, what are you looking for in the bedroom? Are you looking for just some straight up vanilla type sex? Are you looking for some kinky? Like, what do you expect in the bedroom that you don't think that this girl could give you as soon as she, you know, was better acquainted with you? Like, come on, y'all was together for 8 weeks. Yes, you're married, but she still don't know you. You could be a nympho flosh. You could be a Tiger Woods. You could straight up be a Tiger Woods for all she know. Like, dang, I just feel like you could have just at least tried. Like, you're on the books as being married. You are in the legal system as being married. Now you have to go through filing a divorce, not only filing a divorce, but paying for a divorce, which I hear is not cheap. So I'm just like, man, for real, I'm stunned, I'm disappointed. Like, I was so sad for that girl, man, and you can just see the hurt in her face, but she was strong. Like, she ain't break down, but you can tell she was hurt. Like, Amber, though, I feel sorry for Amber, because Amber straight broke down. You could just, you know, that pain when you just, when somebody just destroy your fucking heart and you just can't even stop crying. Like, that was Amber, man. Oh my God, I feel so bad for that girl. Like, shit, I even cried with her. I cried for her. That was just so fucked up. And then he was acting like a complete asshole. That dude, Matt, that was with Amber, he was just, like, so cold-hearted and callous. Like, if you knew you did not want to be married, like, why would you go on a TV show for everybody to watch? Then you go out cheat on a girl for everybody to know that you're a cheater and you're an asshole. Now you probably never find anybody to date ever again after they see that show. See how cold and callous you was, and damn. But yeah, I'm definitely going to talk about them too, because that was just rude. And to make it so bad, Amber was so cute and sweet and bubbly, and she was just a little sweetheart. I feel so bad for her. But Amber, God bless you, girl. I'm wishing you all the best. I hope you find what you're looking for. I know you just want to be married and booed up with somebody that you can just give all your love to. So that's what I wish for you. I pray that you find what you're looking for. And I pray that it helps it. That it happens soon for you. Because that's just so, like, what is going on in the world today where there's so many people wanting love, but nobody's willing to, like, date and try to find it? Like, the world is just so fucked up. I mean, you basically can't even talk to people no more, like, in real life. Like, you go out, try to talk to people. Like, I'm not one to go to clubs and stuff to try to meet people. So, like, where are you supposed to meet people? Everybody, like, online. What is it? Tinder and all these crazy-ass dating apps. But I'm like, dude, like, don't you know that those apps are, like, they don't seem real to me. Like, I don't want to put Tinder down or no other things down. But they don't seem real to me. They seem like they recycle the same people or put fake people up there. Like, because you'll be on a dating site forever and don't never get no type of bite. Maybe because I don't open up my profile more, but still. Like, I know when I was on Plenty of Fish, like, but that was just, like, treacherous. Jesus Christ. I mean, it was like you'd be bombarded, like, and overwhelmed and shit. Like, it make you not even want to put a picture up. But it's, like, crazy. Why can't we just go back to the normal way? Like, a guy see a girl that he like out in public. You know, he approach her or do something sweet, like, give her a flower or some shit. I don't know. And then guys kill me like, oh, y'all need to do that to us. Like, you're the man. Like, what the fuck? Why do you want to be swooned? You're the man. You got the balls. Like, what I look like walking up to a dude with a flower like, I think you're so cute. I want to ask you out. Like, how the fuck can I even respect you after that? Like, I want a man that is happy being manly, that wants to be manly, that wants to be the lion that hunts the, you know, like, just the animal kingdom. Like, you don't never see the female lion going after the lion like, oh, I want to fuck you. Oh my God, I'm just being stupid. But no, I'm serious too though. Like, I'm not with the girl asking a guy out thing. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but I just want to be able to respect a man after something like that happens. Like, that would be hard for me to respect the guy. Like, if you want me to act like the guy and pursue you, then how can you know what I'm saying? Like, how are you gonna stay home and cook and clean and do all the feminine shit since you want to act like the woman and have me approach you and treat you like a woman? Like, how does that go after that? You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe it's because we've been so brainwashed into thinking that the woman has to do this, the man has to do that, or whatever. But I mean, damn, I'm just trying to get past that. Maybe I need to change my way of thinking. And, you know, it's just hard though to think like, okay, it's up to me to approach a man and ask him out. Then I just don't know how I would go about still respecting him as a man after that goes down. Because then I'm like, shoot, I gotta treat you like a female now. I gotta buy you flowers and candy for Valentine's Day. And, you know, I gotta bitch you out when I come home from work and you ain't cook my dinner in your fucking apron and shit. And I gotta smack you on your ass when, you know, I'm walking by you or whatever. Like, what? How am I supposed to act then? Like, you know? I don't know. It's all confusing. But I am gonna get out of here. I don't know what else to say about this. I'm just gonna have to think about this and come back to it later, because my mind is just fried right now trying to contemplate what took place with Keith and Iris. But I hope they like revisit that. I know they did their little reunion thing, but it was like right after, so I hope they revisit that later. And I hope that Iris and Keith somehow get back together and rekindle what they had going on, because I think Keith just missed out on an awesome opportunity with that girl. Like, I've always said, if a guy was perfect in every way, but he had one thing wrong, including it being a little dick, and Lord knows, sex is definitely at the top of the list, like, I would be able to look the other way. You know what I'm saying? I could forgive that. I most certainly could forgive that and look the other way and not just leave him because he had a little dick. Like, there's other things he could do. I mean, he would have to put in some work in other ways, but I wouldn't just be like, oh, I gotta divorce you because you got a little dick. You know? But I don't know. Okay, let me stop rambling on. But Iris, Amber, I'm just going to pray for you two, honeys, and hope to God that the Lord sends somebody beautiful, loving, forgiving, accepting of all your flaws, all your negative traits, and all your demons, just as much as they are of all the positive things about you two, because you two girls were just so awesome and sweet. So all the best to you two, Amber and Iris. Love you, girls. Keep your head up. Girls rule the world. All right. Girls go talk. And I'm going to shut it down for right now. Later. And let's get on to the next part of the show. Thank you, everyone. I am back, and I just want to reference the episode where he said that the only issue he had with his wife, Iris, was the fact that she was a virgin and she lacked sexual maturity. And I wish this was like talk radio where I could have, you know, people call in, because I really would love to have a man chime in with his opinion on, you know, this situation. Like, because to me, like, a woman being a virgin, like, that's something you should be able to, you know, work through or work with her on. But I just think it's crazy, because if she was, you know, promiscuous and out there sleeping with everybody, that would be an issue. It's like some guys just choose to find issue with anything or everything. Like, to me, that girl's like a golden egg. Nothing wrong with her whatsoever, except the fact that she's a virgin. Like, give me a break. I don't know why men expect women to be so perfect when they're not even perfect themselves. Like, what do men really want out of a woman? Like, you're never gonna find the perfect woman, and even women are never gonna find the perfect man. But I think women are a lot more forgiving and accepting, and maybe that's the problem, that women are too accepting of men being however they are, because this society we live in, a man could be like completely fat, ugly, you know, just a complete asshole, and he can still get a decent, nice looking girl with a great attitude. And as far as a woman, like, it's not like that. And I don't know if it's because is there a shortage of men? I don't know what's going on. Why is there so many single great girls when there's so many guys around? You know, I mean, if you just look at it, like, every guy, whether he's ugly, pretty, handsome, in great shape, sloppy fat, broke, well off, whatever, all those guys, no matter how they look or what they got going on in their life, they all want the same woman. You know, it's like Chris Farley wants to be with, I don't know, who's a hot girl right now? Kylie Jenner. You know, it's just like a complete mismatch. But all of these guys that are like losers or stalkers think they deserve, you know, these top model looking women, and it's like, I just don't get it. I really just don't get it. Like, nobody wants all these great girls that's, you know, around just because they might have one or two issues here or there. And I just, oh my God, it just drives me nuts. But I just really don't think that guys know what they want. They'll get a perfect girl. They'll still cheat on her, treat her horribly. And, you know, they'll find some reason to break up with her. Oh, she did this or she did that. One little stupid thing wrong. And they'll use that as an excuse of why they can't be with this particular girl or whatever. But I'm going to open this up to comments. If you're a man and you're listening to this and you want to shoot me a message. You can reach me on anchor.fm/ggirl. That's anchor.fm/ggurl. Girl is spelled GURL. And leave me a voice message and maybe we can connect and I can do an interview on the man side of things. Get a guy's opinion on, do men know what they want? Would you leave a perfectly good woman that you believe is good in every way, and the only thing that is wrong with her or that you see as an issue is the fact that she's a virgin? So reach out to me, let me know, and we'll try to get you on an episode with us to leave us your response.